from Chova B'Chaveiro. The Gemara wants to learn that Chova B'Chaveiro, that Mishalim V'Ein Elokeh. The Gemara is docha that by saying, that Chova B'Chaveiro is more chamor because it's chayav b'chamisha dvarim, and that's on the assumption that mamon more chamor than malchus. So the reason why you have to pay by chova b'chaveiro and you don't get malchus is because it's a more chamor aveira, and therefore you get the greater punishment, namely the mamon. Why is it a more chamor aveira? Because you pay chamisha dvarim. That's what Rashi says. What?
That seems like an extra step. You don't have to go so
that,
far.
Look at what Rashi says. That's, I wanted to say the other way. I thought you would disagree with me before. Look at Rashi says, Malachovo b'chaveiro, dinhu lidon b'mamon shehu chomer mimalkos, sheken yeshbo chomer acher.
No, the mamon has a chomer acher.
Yeah.
The mamon has a chomer acher. It
no.
has to be that way based on, especially...
No, Chovel has a chomer acher.
No, the mamonos of Chovel has a chomer acher over the malkos of Chovel.
No, malachova b'chaveiro dinhu lidon b'mamon shuchamur mimalkos. There's a comma there, right? You agree?
Yes.
So in other words,
we're arguing with the definition of bo.
No. Hold on 1 second. So we're saying by right, by chovel, you should get the more severe punishment, which is money. Okay. Shekain yesh bo chomer acher. It doesn't mean in money per se. It means in the case of chovel. As opposed to other kinds of mamonos, where presumably mamon is chomer mimalkos, but it doesn't have the chomer acher of chovel because you don't pay chamisha dvarim. That's the simple reading of Rashi. And it's parallel, by the way, it's parallel to the second half as well, as you're going to see.
No, I would argue that the parallelism is stronger with the second half.
Okay, let's wait till we get there.
Okay.
Yes, Zach?
Translate bo as
chovel.
Meaning,
yeah.
Because chovel is so chamor, because you have to pay chamisha
dvarim. So therefore, the aveira. In other words, what the chamisha dvarim demonstrates to you is that this is an unusual monetary crime. It's one thing, let's say, when you're leave out onus mipata. Let's take the simple case: when your ox gores someone, that's one thing. When you physically intentionally attack someone, so that's a much greater crime. Harai, you pay chamisha dvarim. You don't get off the hook on the other four things, and therefore, it makes sense that when you now have to decide whether the guy pays the chamisha dvarim, I mean, he pays the money he owes, or gets malchus, you give him the more chamor one. Which is the more chamor one by definition? Mamon. Not because you pay
always more chamor.
Correct.
And this case is a
more chamor type of mamon.
No, chamor, I was going to say a
chamor. Chamor aveira.
But the raya is the fact that you pay chamesh dvarim.
And not just...
But it has nothing to do with the fact that it's
correct.
Chamor in the mamon.
Correct. It has nothing to do with that mamon is more... Mamon, remember, the first time the Gemara says mamon is chamor mi malchus. Second side is malchus is chamor mi mamon. Okay, those are propositions that should. I know what you are thinking. You are thinking that maybe, right? Okay, so that's what Rashi says, that the avera of chovel b'chaveiro compared to other kinds of mazikim is a worse avera. The raya is that it covers mechayev you for the full extent of the damages as opposed to a limited set of damages. Now, once mamon, if we assume, which is the first side of the Gemara, that mamon, it's maybe not our instinct, but that's what the Gemara is assuming, that mamon is chamer by malchus, then malchus by definition, okay? As Chazal do say in the Mishnah in Brachos, yesh lecha adam shechav alav mamono mikufo, okay? So, and yesh lecha adam shechav mikufo mamono, okay? But on the assumption that... Good, there you go. That's a brilliant krimkai. I'd say that for Purim. That's very good. Okay, so once we assume for the moment we're dealing with the tzad, that mamon by definition is more chamor than makos, so now what do we see by chovel b'chaveiro? That you give him the more severe punishment. Okay, I know I'm going to confuse. I want to step back a second. You're brainwashed. You read Ula who said that mishalim bein aloka as if it's a kula for the guy. We're doing him a favor. The Gemara doesn't necessarily assume that. He's telling you a din. That regardless, let's say the guy volunteered and said, no, hit me, please. Right? Let's say he wanted that. Still mishalim v'en aloka. Right? In other words, it's not a statement. Ula's telling you the din. He's not necessarily establishing which is more chum or which is more kal. It's just because nobody's ever heard of Ula Shita. Most of us have heard of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, believe it or not. And as we know, Kamei Rabbeinu, she got Malkus, she don't pay Mamon. And Reish Lakish has this funny idea that Kamei Rabbeinu applies even in cases where you don't actually get the Malkus. The idea that you would pay and not get Malkus, that's the one that you probably never thought of. That'd be my guess. But if you assume that Ula is somewhat neutral, and maybe even money is worse, so then you understand the first tzad in the Gemara, and then I'll take your question, Mati, is if we assume that Mamon is more chamer than Malkus, by definition, and we see in this particular case that you pay, you get Mamon, and you don't get the Malkus, so you wanted to make a binyan after all other cases of Mamon and Malkus, that you get the more chamer punishment, namely Mamon. So we could say, no, maybe not. Maybe only this Mamon. This is for Mamon. You have to get the more chamer punishment, and you have to pay, and you can't get Malkos, because you see how chamer chovah b'chaveiro is, because the Torah gives you the full extent of the damage, chamisha devarim. Maybe a regular case of nezek, of Mamon, where there was a lav and mal, maybe there, it's not as big an aveira of Mamon, and maybe there we would let you off the hook with the lesser punishment, the Malkos. That's on the tzad that Mamon is more chamer than Malkos. The Gemara is now going to turn around and say, ah, but for E, Mamona Lakula, okay, what about the reverse? Mati, you want to?
No.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to push you off. Did I answer your question?
Really, a question.
Okay. Was there, Ezra, were you?
I'm not really sure how you explained the second part.
Yeah, the second part was very, very hard, but I think what you said at the first part that way, there's still a problem in the second part, but I'm going to explain what Rashi says. Yes, Josh?
I don't understand Rashi Shita, that the extra category of Nezek, it makes it more Chomer. Why is the extra category as opposed to more, like, you know, why if we have four categories?
When you're, if my ox runs you over, I pay you only Nezek. I don't pay you doctor bills. I don't pay your shame. I don't pay your lost work, but I pay your permanent damage. If I run you over, I pay everything. Why the difference? What does that tell you about the nature of the two acts of me being mazik you and my shor being mazik you, which I'm responsible for my shor being mazik you because the Torah makes me pay. So what does it tell you? One is worse than the other. Okay, that's what it tells. In other words, the we're not right now talking about how much damage I do to you. Right? It could be that if my ox ran you over and did a lot of damage to you and I knock you over, and it might turn out that my total damage to you adds up with the ripui, tsar, shevas, nezek, boshas, adds up to the same amount that my ox running you over does, just in nezek. Right? But fundamentally, my doing it is treated as a bigger avera by the Torah, because whatever the svara is, it tells you that it's regarded as a worse avera because I'm liable for everything. Right, the same amount of damage, I would wind up actually being liable for more. If I did it, it's true, but it's not the amount per se, it's that the Torah's mechayev me, holds me fully responsible for everything. Because at the end of the day, in terms of your life, your loss is the same whether I knock you over or the show knocks you over.
But I'm saying that, how do we remedy the situation where, you know, you could have a case where it's only there are two categories of mammon being paid, and it could be a lot of money, a lot of damage to the person, but we're giving malkos to the person anyway. If we're assuming that the extra categories makes it more complicated,
it doesn't help you who's damaged.
Right.
Okay. So that may be true. That may be true, but in terms of so that, by the way, is the answer that Tosus gives as to why. If I hit you less than a shav puta's worth of damage, I get Malkos. But if I, you know, beat you up badly, I only pay Mamon. Is because even though by right, maybe since we hold probably Malkos is more chomer at the moment, I should have gotten Malkos. But then you're out the money. Okay, so that sometimes plays a role, but it does. But that always in Kamei Rabbeinu. We know I burn your house down on Shabbos. You're at your house, and I still get Misa, and you don't get your money.
But
it's the way it is.
Like, it doesn't seem to help anyone who's less who's.
Okay, so that's the same issue that Mamon Lezen and Fashas Lezen seems to be trying to address doesn't always get addressed in Kamei Rabbeinu. Sometimes the justice of society is more important than the justice of the individual, you know. So, now let's get to the second half. V'i Mamona Lekula. So now, what is being said here? So let's look at Rashi first, okay? The Rashi explaining the words V'i Mamona Lekula, if I had my way, I would have introduced another Dibur Maslin to Rashi. The Imamon, I'm going to explain to you first what Rashi says, not details, but just in principle, structurally outside. The Imamon Lekula, the Gemara has now resuscitated the Limud by being Doche, the previous Pircha, and then Shekain, Huta Mechlalo Bebezdin, is the Pircha. It's very hard to see it in the Gemara. Now, go to your Rashi for a moment, and if you count off 5 lines in the text of Rashi, the beginning of the 6th line is Ikal HaMifrach. Ikal HaMifrach is the explanation of Shekein Hutar Michlalo Bebeistin. The first 5 lines are the explanation of V'i Mamona Lakula, how the Gemara thought we had resuscitated the Limud. V'i Mamona Lakula, who Rashi says, V'im Tomar Mamon Kal Min Hamalkos. If you want to say the opposite, that Mamon is actually more lenient than Malkos. V'ein zo tshuva shehishavnu. And the pircha that you had earlier as to why not to learn from Chova B'chaveiro doesn't make sense. Because Adarabba, the kol shekein ba'alma, rather you have a kavah chomer that works in the other direction to support the limud from Chova B'chaveiro. Ma zeh shechomur l'schaye b'chamisha dvarim. If Chova B'chaveiro, which we know is a bigger avera than most mamonos, why? Because you have to pay chamisha dvarim. So what's the din when you have the punishment of Malkos, which is more chamor, generically, looming over you, and then you have the punishment of Mammon, which is less chamor, by a big aveir of Mammonos? What's the din? Which do you get? The Mammon. So if you're dealing with a smaller aveir of Mammon, and Malkos, which should you get? No, certainly the Mammon. If you did a lesser, if when you did a bigger Aveira, you still get off the hook with the lesser punishment. If you do a lesser Aveira, a lesser form of Nezek Mammon, certainly you should have to get the Malkos. So that's what Rashi says. Again, the im tomar Mammon kalman amalkos, the ein zo tshuva shei shavnu, the pircha is no good anymore. The kosha came by alma, because it's a kalvachomer the other way. Ma ze shachamur neschayim achamisha dvarim, nidon bekala, shebishnei chiyuvin shebahen, if the Chova B'chaveiro, which is a bigger Aveira than other kinds of Nezek, Mazik, which involves a lav because you pay Chamisha Dvarim, and nonetheless you get the lesser punishment, you only have to pay, you don't get Malkos. Kavachomer, Lishar Chayve Mamon Hakalin, Sheyidonu B'Mamon Hakal. It's a Kavachomer that other kinds of situations where you do a lesser Aveira of Mamonos and there's Malkos and all, certainly there you should get off with the lesser punishment, the money. That's what Rashi says. There is a pircha on what Rashi, on this Svara. There's an obvious pircha. The reason why it may not be necessary to present that pircha is because the Gemara is going to reject it anyway. But, so I'm going to put aside the pircha. I'm going to explain the Gemara's rejection, and then I'm going to explain it chazer one more time, and I'll show you what the pircha might be. So again, where does the Gemara stand right now? Right now the Gemara is in the second sad, assumes, I know this is hard, it assumes that Mamba, by definition, is more kal than Malkos. And now we're comparing what happens. We want to know, we have Ones, which let's say is a kind, which you're not Chayiv in Chamisha Dvarim, and we have Chova B'Chaveiro, where you are Chayiv in Chamisha Dvarim. So which is more, which is a bigger Aveira? Of the two Mamonos Chataim, which is a bigger Aveira? Why?
Because
Chamisha Dvarim. Chova B'Chaveiro is a bigger Aveira. Now, when you do Chova B'Chaveiro, which is a bigger Aveira, and theoretically, you're also liable for Malkos, but it's Malkos or Mamon. Do we give you the more stringent or the lesser punishment? The lesser punishment. So you did a bigger Aveira of Mamonos, we let you get off the hook with the lesser punishment to pay. If you did a smaller Aveira of Mamonos, certainly you should be let off the hook with the lesser punishment. Right? Kavachomer, l'shar chayvei Mamon HaKal, and she'idona b'Mamon HaKal. So when the Gemara says, no, wrong, why is that wrong? Shekein hutar mechlalo bebeistin. What was hutar mechlalo bebeistin? What avera was nitar in beistin? Chova b'chaveira. When? Correct. You give a guy malkos, and the makor, in fact, for not is from that makor, from that din. Arba'im yakenu lo yosef. You give him 40 malkos, but not one more than he's liable for.
Wait,
so 1 second. So. Okay, well, I haven't explained it, but the hutar mechlalo bebeisdin, the way Rashi reads, I think everybody reads, is makos. Okay? And is chova b'chaveiro, which was hutar for malkos. Moshe?
Yeah, can you only learn now from a kal b'chomer exactly what the level of the first one is? So if the first one was an amount of money that was four or five, that was the five different types of money, then for the smaller sin, couldn't you only learn out that you could charge the five amount of money, but not an even lesser amount of money?
No, adarabba, you could certainly. You can't learn more, but you could learn less. There's no, but the Kal v'Chomer is not how much money you're going to be chayiv. We're really focused on the question of can you get off the monetary payment that you make by the onus mafata is commensurate with the damage that you did that the Torah signs and accepts. So once we say that by a more severe avera you're allowed to get off with the lesser of the two punishments, by a less severe avera you certainly can get off with the lesser of the two punishments.
Okay.
The lesser of the two punishments in each case is not identical. One is chamisha dvarim, one is less than a chamisha dvarim, but that's just because that's the punishment the Torah in principle signs teach.
Okay,
yes, so
in what case is Cholachayim Puter Mechala?
In Beis Din.
Beis Din, which is...
is allowed to beat a guy up. There's a mitzvah to beat him up, so that, and he likely is going to suffer.
There is Ol Yosef, right? Ol Yosef Lacha, so I'll...
correct.
I'll Arba'im minus...
Al Eile.
Right.
Makar Arba'yah.
Exactly. So Beis Din is not
being okay. So you're asking a different question. That's a different problem. The question you're asking is that this is not really called Hutar Mechlala.
Yeah, that's exactly what.
And so I'll point out to you that one of the Rishonim says that if, by the way, so he says the following: if this is the way you docha the limud, then the limud does work for one of the arayas in the Mishnah. You know which one? Eish Asach, which I would argue is exactly the same thing. Eish Asach is not really Hutar Mechlalo. It means there's no Isser there. Remember how I explained that yesterday?
Yeah.
So by the same token, you're saying that the prohibition of Lo Yosef is only when it's not based in giving a guy Malkus, because that's where the Malkar is. I know. That's another good question you have on the Gemara. Yes, Zach?
Isn't that just a drush?
What?
I had this question at one point, but that's just a drush. Pen Yosef is just a drush.
Arba'im Yakenu Lo Yosef, that is the Malkar for the Isser striking someone. And it's in Beis Din, Arba'im Yakenu, and not
right,
one more.
The Lo Yosef is a drusha. I mean, you can't
hit people outside Beis Din.
Hit people? No, it's a drusha.
The lav is hit people hit, not in the context of Beis Din. That's the lav.
The lav is not to hit anyone outside giving him the proper number of malchus.
That's not,
like I said,
that's not fair. If you're going to take the pasuk literally, then you can say that the lav is dafka just for the
Beis Din. On Beis Din.
Exactly. So it's a drusha. You have to.
You want to say that Pen Yosef is the.
It's just a drusha. I mean.
Again, but I'm going to invert my logic from yesterday upon myself. You wouldn't say that even if you want to say that the pasuk then goes on to be stood not only in the context of Beis Din, imiko yotzi midim pshuta, right? If the whole makar for not striking someone is even in Beis Din, where you're allowed to strike him, but you can't give him an extra makar, certainly somebody outside of Beis Din can't.
Right.
So then, Danny's correct. In other words. This really is not it's not an Isser that was nitar, you know, when you walk into Beis Din. It's like, you know, this is not like Beis Din Makan Va'unshin Shalom and Adin, but Min Adin. This is the whole prohibition was given outside of this context.
I mean, unless you could say that is Beis Din Makan Va'unshin Shalom and Adin is actually what the Gemara is referring to.
Nah, I know. No. Okay? I'll tell you, by the way, you know what would have been a better Makar, by the way, now that you're pushing the issue? I wonder what is the makor? What? What is the makor for kfiya? Okay, kfiya generally. If you refuse to do a mitzvah saseh that you're supposed to do, Beis Din says to you, do the mitzvah. What happens if you don't want to do the mitzvah? So they beat you. They beat you once. They say, would you like to do the mitzvah now? You say, no, I don't want to do the mitzvah. So they beat you again, and eventually. Eventually, as the Rambam explains, specifically, it happens to play in the context of the Chosgitin, but it's not limited to that. And there's a very important Ur Sameach on that, because it relates to, in general, the principle of Kfiya Datir. So the Rambam says that when a guy says, Rotsani, after they beat the heck out of him to give a get, what do you mean? But he doesn't want to. The Rambam says, no. The famous Rambam, Beis Chaf and Chosgitin, the Rambam says that, really, the guy wants to be a good Jew, and the problem is that the Yetzer gets in his way. So when you beat him enough, all of a sudden, now the Yetzer says, well, I have two choices. I can, while I get pleasure out of sadistically torturing my wife, On the other hand, I get pain out of these malchus. You know, I think I'll do the right thing. I'll give her a get. So I do wonder whether or not the Gemara might have been thinking about kfiyah in that context. Because that's not based upon the pasuk. That's not when you violate a lav, like eat chazir, you get 39 malchus. You can say to the Beis Din, I am so sorry. Please, 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 please. They say, you're very nice. Here's a gold star. Now bend over and we're going to beat you 39 times. It doesn't matter how much tshuva that you get 39 malchus. But when it comes to kfiyah, as soon as you say, yes, I'll do it, they stop. Right? There's no fixed amount. And I wonder whether or not they're thinking about kfiyah, which I don't know what the makor for that is. There's got to be a makor that the Beis Din is ma'aseh, but that would have been a better source.
Why not ma'aseh?
Because that's okir davar min haTorah.
Oh.
That's akiras davar min haTorah on a very temporary basis.
Okay.
Right, that's not putar. That's almost like Avera Lishma.
It's
Ezra? Hutar Michlalo, it was permitted from its general rule, meaning it was made as an exception and permitted. Normally, it's a general rule, the klal is its asur. It was Hutar Michlalo in Beis Din.
No, not that. What are we talking about?
Makos. We allow Chovel Bachavero. If they beat you with a whip, you will experience Tsar, you will experience Boshes, you will experience, you might need Ripui. They only stop if it's going to kill you. You might very well be out of work for a few days, you know, while your back is recovering. So that's Sheves. Not likely to cause permanent Nezek. But that's Chova B'Chaveira. Could even cause damage.
How's that a response to...
Ah, well, so you guys didn't let me finish. Okay, so... Your whole argument was that Chova B'Chaveira is a more chamur Aveira. The raya is that you get five punishments in Mammon for it. So Kava, if there you get off with the lesser punishment, then by the less severe Aveira of Mammon, you should certainly get off with the lesser punishment. The Gemara is challenging that premise. Who says that Chovo Bachaveiro is a greater Aveira than Onesa Mefata? After all, Beis Din will sometimes administer a punishment of Chovo Bachaveiro. It's Huta Mechal Beis Din. But there is no precedent for Beis Din punishing a woman by sicking a rapist on her. It doesn't exist. And therefore, what do you see? You see that even though, in one respect, Chovel B'Chaveiro is a more chamor Aveira than Ones, or other kinds of Mammon, but in a different respect, Chovel B'Chaveiro is a more lenient, a lesser form of Aveira than other kinds of Mammonos, because you see the Torah allows it to be done in Beis Din, and therefore it might be that only Chovel B'Chaveiro, which has this kula of being, that is more kal, because you see that Beis Din sometimes is permitted to do it, only Chovo B'Chaveiro do we let off with a lesser punishment. But Onesa Mefata and other kinds of Mammon, which involve Mammon and Malkus, there we would say it's a more bigger Aveira of Mammon, and therefore we don't let you off with a lesser punishment. So let me just read the Rashi, and then you can attack me, okay? Not physically, because that'd be Chovo B'Chaveiro. So Ika Lemifrach, this is now Rashi explaining, you should put a like a semicolon, because this is now explaining Shekein Hutar Mechlalo Beis Din. Ika Lemifrach, on your limud, Ma Lechova Bachaveiro Shekein Hutar Mechlalo Beis Din, Denita Roshas Lebeis Din Laukoso, Tomar Bishar Chayve Mamon, Kigon Knas, to One Sumafate, Shelo Hutru Mechlalo Beis Din. And therefore, since other forms of Mammon are more chamer because they would never hutru mechlalam b'beis din, therefore, you don't get off the hook with the lighter punishment by other forms of Mammon. But by Chovo B'Chaveiro, where you see it's not such a big Aveira, because Beis Din sometimes gets to do it, so there you would say, you can let him off, since it's not such a big Aveira, you let him off with the lesser punishment. Mammon or not Malchus. You don't have to like Mati, that Rashi's reading, but I think it is what Rashi says. You don't have to like the Gemara's reading if you want to posit an alternative reading, but you're wincing.
So Hutar Mechlalo is about administering Logan, not about the fact that they're allowed to give him the lesser punishment of Logan.
Correct. Now Hutar Mechlalo just means the Aveira of Chovo B'Chaveiro is a lesser Aveira because
you see the
Beis Din is allowed to do it sometimes.
He's also allowed to murder.
What?
Sorry, kill. Beis Din can also kill. It's a very weird line.
Right. I mean, this is a punishment. It's
so, I'm going to get technical. I want to invoke what we spoke about yesterday, which is, Beis Din is never Rotzeach, it's Horeg.
Right, that's why I changed it to kill him.
Well, I know, but there's no Isser killing. The Isser is murdering. So, look, the truth be told, on some level, one of the answers to always these questions, I got a big problem with Rashi, which I'm expecting somebody to jump up and scream at. At the end of the day, the Gemara is going to reject it. There could have been other pirchas as well. In other words, on the first half, on the Imamona Lakula, the first half of this Rashi, we explain why the Gemara was trying to make a limud from a Kav HaChomer, that if Chova B'Chaveiro, which is more Hamor, you can get off with the lesser punishment. So Ones, which is less Chomer, you can certainly get off the lesser punishment. Right? That's also problematic. Right? I have a kasha on that, but it could be that the Gemara is going to reject it anyway, so it doesn't matter. Now, sometimes the Gemara asks a kasha, and it could have asked four other kashas. The Rishonim have a term for that type of a logic. What it's called the Ulita Amech. Even if I accept your premise, there's another problem. So the Gemara asked one kasha. It could have asked multiple kashas. Fine. Okay. Were there any questions in the back? Because there were some hands up who wanted to come after me. Okay. I'll take your question. I want to explain one more time, and then I'm explaining the pircha. Okay. I know this is very difficult. This is not... The Gemara itself, in its formulation, is so terse. Much more terse than it usually is when you have, you know, a limud and a pircha. It is so dense, and that's why Rashi's unpacking it. I have not seen, by the way, any of the Rishonim. I've looked at the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva. Nobody seems to even take issue with Rashi's unpacking. Not that I saw. Maybe I missed something. I didn't look in the Shita Mekubetzes because I was just terrified of doing so. Because I can't... What's that?
I don't think there's anything on this Rashi.
In the Shita?
Yeah.
Good, okay. Once I start seeing Gilyone Atosos and that I just... It's a whole different style of Limud that we don't do anymore. That's why it's so hard to read. It's Pilpul, actually. And I don't get it. So I sometimes have to look there because there's sometimes important things in there. So it just, I get scared. I'm nervous looking at it. Okay, so this is your question that I want to chaz or see if I can get this. I know that some of you got it, some of you still want it here again. Go ahead.
Your kasha on putting the chol on the Beis Din is that it's not that it's motor Beis Din, it's amnadeira.
It never was an issue in the first place.
Doesn't that go against the concept of putting the chol?
Well, it's not Huta Mechol, my point.
You're saying there's no such thing as Huta Mechol, this isn't the only time it appears. We have this concept of Veros having been Huta Mechol in particular cases.
No. There's a difference between... Listen, if I want to give... The difference between this and even Eishes Ach, one of the Rishonim says, if this is your only Pircha, Eishes Ach, you could learn from this. Right? Eishes Ach, you would learn that you pay Mamon, because Eishes Ach is Huta Mechol. So I just want to point out... Forget what I said yesterday for a moment. That Ma'ani Seishes Achiv. Right? And that of the 5-6 arayas listed in the Mishnah, that this pircha won't defeat. You have a makar for Ula that by Eishes Ach, Mishal Nivenu Loke. So let me explain the difference between this and Iver Eishes Ach, which I claim is really definitional. Eishes Ach, you have a pasuk that says, Ervas Eishes Achi Chalo Sigale. Then the Torah comes along and says, okay, so there I could argue that you have an Isser, which is a blank Isser, and then you have an exception which is subsequently carved out of it. It still happens to be definitional in the sense that every mitzvah Yibum is a Shasach. Okay? Here, the argument that Danny is making, which I think is a very good one, is that it's not that the Torah said, don't hit someone. And then there's a parsha which says, Beis Din can give somebody malchus. The makor for not hitting a person is Arba'im Yakenu Lo Yosef. If you take away the parsha of malchus, there's no prohibition explicit in the Torah about striking another person. All you have is that you pay mamon from other parshias. So his point is that here it's not that it was ever netzer. It was mutter and based, and the Torah said, do not hit someone outside of based. You never had a misimpression that hitting someone in based might have been usher. Whereas by at least Ervas Eishes Achicha, when you only read Parshas Achrimos, you thought, oh, never, ever, ever, ever can you have beer with your brother's wife. Then you finally get to Parshas Kizeti. But here, you're learning Parshas Kizeti, and it says, Arba'im Ya, it first says, V'ayayim bin ha-kosa rasha, V'hipi la-sha, V'hipi kofa, V'kidu shusam v'spar, Arba'im Ya-kenu, lo Yosef.
Is your turn of the chronology of the psukim in terms of this makor?
Not, it's not chronology per se. It's the kind.
Is that Lo Yosef first, and then it said V'hipi la-sha?
It wouldn't make a difference, because the whole lo Yosef wouldn't make sense. Lo Yosef means don't give him an extra maka.
So
I would even say that Lo Yosef means don't hit someone when they don't deserve it.
it's halacha l'moshe misina. You know that chovel b'chaveiro is us. It's a lot.
You can't have. If you could, in theory, yes, I would agree with you.
So your problem really only is the marker.
Correct. In other words, the way the marker of not hitting someone is you can't hit someone outside of the requisite number of malchus. And if Shliach Beistin can't do it, you're a bad guy. You ate chaser. You know what? I'm going to hit you a couple extra times. Torah says, don't do that. If I'm not allowed to do it in a case where you almost deserve it, certainly I walk up to you into the street and I smash you. Of course that's aser. What do you need? It's a given. Okay, Ezra. I would love if someone would entertain such a possibility because.
It's not a huge difference. But couldn't you say that? I think it might have been what Chaim was trying to say before that Malchol b'Chaveiro, the Chol b'Chaveiro is more Chamor. The Mamon there is more Chamor because there are five things, and normally Mamon is Bekula. And you always go l'chumra.
But this mamon is l'chumra.
What?
But this mamon is l'chumra because you pay so much of it.
Right.
So what I want. So I originally read that way also. If you caught that earlier in Shir.
I realize why it's not. That's not the reading especially because of Ibn Zomim. It really indicates that.
Okay. So when you're going to see two halves of the Gemara, it's going to make more. It's a much. I originally wanted to read that way, and I explained the second half. Ima mona l'kula meant if mamon is always by definition l'kula, no matter how much you pay.
It doesn't even have to be like the way you're presenting it that way. It's as if like the comparison doesn't really make sense, but the comparison does make sense because if it's l'chumra only here, then and then you always go l'chumra, and if it's l'kula here, then of course because of this Kal v'chomer, as Rashi explained,
I think you could explain. You can explain the Gemara that way. We'll read as well. It's more or less the same thing. It's a detail. It's much neater to explain it the way Rashi does, in the sense that the first side of the Gemara is Mamon is always Chamor. The second side of the Gemara is that Malchus is always Chamor. But you want to read it as the first half of the Gemara is Mamon is sometimes more Chamor. Like in a case where you pay Chamisha Dvarim, then it's more Chamor. Where the second half, I think, that you have to read is that even Chamisha Dvarim is less Chamor than Malchus. Presumably, what other mamon would be as chamor?
No, that's the point, though, because the whole point is that we're looking straight in at chovel bechaveiro, and therefore we say chovel bechaveiro by you could say it's more chamor, but not the rest of them because it is a special.
Could you pay chamish v'dvarim?
Or you could say it's
that even chovel bechaveiro is less chamor than Malchus.
Right.
Agreed. But then you're saying that all mamon is less chamor than Malchus.
Correct. But
okay.
That's not a problem.
Agreed. I said you could read that in the Gemara. The difference between Rashi's reading is first lashon is mamon is always more chamor than malchus, no matter what it is. That's how Rashi reads. You
don't
have to.
I don't think so. I don't think that's how Rashi reads.
Oh, he absolutely reads that way. Rashi malachovo b'chaveiro dinhu lidon b'mamon. Why shehu dinhu lidon b'mamon shu chamor mimalchus? That means you have to know where to put the comma there. Dinhu lidon. It is right that it should be judged b'mamon shuchamor mimalkos, by mamon, which is by definition chamor mimalkos. Why? Shekem yesh bo chomer acher. In other words, it's right that chovo b'chaveiro should be treated with mamon shuchamor mimalkos. That's definitional. And why would you do that way? The answer is because you have a different chomer, namely, Ken Chaya B'Chamisha Dvarim.
I really don't think you have to read it that way. You're reading it as the Chiddush is that it's Chamor. The Chiddush is that you go by the Chamor. Right?
No, I'm reading it that no. Rashi, I believe, is saying that by right, by Chovah B'Chaveri, you should have to pay money, which is more Chomer than Malchus. Why? Because Chovah B'Chaveri has another Chomer, namely that it pays Chamisha Dvarim.
Right, so by you, the chiddush is that you go by the chumrah and not by the kula like you would normally.
Well, I think that's cool. There's no other way you read that in Rashi.
No, I think there is. I think that you can say that you always go by chumrah. And why is mamon more chomer here? Because of the chamisha tvar.
No, because you wouldn't say shekein yesh bo chomer acher. which is the Chamisha Dvarim.
No, that's the whole point that you're saying. That's the reason that Mamon is more chamor here.
No, because they have to be two chumras. If you say, din hu lidon v'mamon shuchamor, they're two ways. You're right, when you look at the phrase, din hu lidon v'mamon shuchamor, you could read that in one of two ways. Either it is right that he should be judged by mamon, which is by definition more chamor than the Malkos, or you can read it, he should be judged by the kind of mamon, which is more chamor than the Malkos. But why would you read it the second way? The kind of mamon shel malkos, because it's chamisha dvarim. But then why does Rashi say ken yesh bo chomer acher? What's the other chomer? There have to be two chumras. There have to be two chumras by chola b'chavera. For you, that's all one chumra. Namely, you pay chamisha dvarim. I'm telling you, no, there are two chumras. One chumra is that you pay, because mamon is more chamer than malkos. Now, why would you assign the mamon, not the malkos here? Because there's another chomer generally in chola b'chavera, which is namely that you pay for all five things, not just for one or two. There have to be two different chomers here. Because Rashi says, Shekein yesh bo chomer acher. And the chomer acher is chamisha dvarim versus one or two. So what does he mean when he initially says that the mamon is chomer the malkos? He doesn't mean this mamon because there are five things in mocha malkos. Because that's the chomer acher. You get a night to think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, Danny.
Are you saying that Rashi's only saying that the Chamisha Dvarim is only important, meaning you're trying to say that the only reason that Rashi needs to say that there are two Chumor is because he used the word Acher, but had he used the word Acher, you could have easily attributed the fact that Mamon is more Chumor.
You could have read it as saying that maybe by Chovel you pay money because this amount of money, this type of money, is more Chumor than Malkos. But a regular Onetze Mefateh, the principle is we give you the more Chumor. By a regular mamon, the malkus is more chamor, but by a chamisha dvarim mamon, that's really chamor. Therefore, we'll give you the chamisha dvarim rather than the malkus. That you could have read the Gemara's Pircha that way. Malachol v'chayu shechein chayiv chamisha dvarim. But that's not how Rashi reads it. I agree. The Gemara could be read that way, and then the Gemara turns around. The first lashon of the Gemara then would be saying, the first tzad would be saying that mamon is sometimes more chamor than malkus, and sometimes it's less chamor than malkus. It all depends how much. Then the second side of the Gemara is to say, if mamon by definition is always lakula, no matter how much you're paying, now we have the following, and therefore you want to argue that, as Rashi would say, I have a kavachomer to support the limud again, is a pirach on the kavachomer.
But then according to Rashi, what is the point of the chamisha dvarim? If mamon is more chamer than malkus, you don't need a reason to be nidon by mamon.
No, but the what's that?
What's the point of the second?
No, but Ula wants to make a general principle. He wants to say that whenever there's mamon and malkos, we make you have the more severe punishment in this first lashon. And what's his raya? From a case of chova b'chavero. But maybe chova b'chavero, you only give him the more severe punishment because it's such a terrible avera. Maybe by a mamon avera, which is slightly lesser, you let him off the hook with a lesser punishment. Let him off with the hook with malkos. Because tafasta meruba lo tafasta. You can't prove that all mamonos, you get the more severe punishment by choosing the most severe avera of mamonos and showing there you get the most severe, more severe punishment. Therefore, by all averas of mamon, you get the more severe punishment. Right? That's the... And then when you turn around and realize that mamon is more kal, now initially, it's a wonderful support for ula. Why? Because if we now decide that mamon by definition is always, by definition, or... We knew we're definition on both sides. If mamon is more kal than malkos, then if by the worst avera of mamonos we let you off with the kal, we just have you pay the money, we don't make you get malkos, certainly by a lesser avera of malkos. And then the Gemara turns around and says, no, who says that chova b'chavero, because you pay chamisha dvar, means it's more chamer than other averas of mamon? I can show you an aspect of chova b'chavero that's more kal than other isur of mamon, like onesim mefata, namely, Beis Din is allowed to do chova b'chavero. Beis Din is not allowed to have someone be onesim mefata someone. And therefore, even if you're right, therefore you can't use chova b'chavero as a raya that you get off with the lesser punishment because it's a lesser avera. But maybe a more chamer avera of mamonos, like onus mefata, we'd give you the more severe punishment. So you can't prove it from that. Ezra?
I just don't think the logic there makes sense. I forget how Rashi reads it, but if I tell you that by chova b'chavero that money is more chamer.
Let's stop here, okay? Tomorrow, I want you to go back and read the Gemara. Read the second half of the Gemara. Let's see if we still can establish. You expect that the two things will line up. Let's see how it works, okay? I want to give everybody a chance to sort of digest this. Go back and read those Rashis carefully, and then we'll see how it works out. Okay? Okay.